That's all on the city anyway.
Yeah. If you, we can, this one's blocked. We can block this one utilizing these two.
But how long is the, only thing we're really here to talk about is the one on the county, correct?
Yeah.
And that's the one that the building's on.
That's the one that we got blocked.
It's already blocked off.
So that's the only one really under our jurisdiction, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, if it becomes a hazard, we're working, we're going to be working with the MoDOT to try to get this thing corrected.
Sure.
Because nothing's been done in the past.
Okay. Anybody got any more questions for Philip? Okay, then we'll be seeing him October the 10th.
Tuesday, October the 10th, because Monday the...
Bring anything to our next meeting for MoDOT, what they're...
Let them look at it. We were always doing 65 up there, so this wouldn't be any different. I don't think so. You guys done? Okay, October the 10th, Tuesday, not Monday, 6 o'clock. Okay, we'll move on to old and new business.
Okay. We've got this under old and new business. It's a new business. This was a decision that was handed down by the Board of Adjustment, so I'll run you through a little bit of information here. Marie Powers is requesting of the approval of the buffering requirement from the Board of Adjustment decision on case number 2017-04A. The decision of record that was passed down by the Board of Adjustment for 226 Stony Point Drive, Gary Billingsley, that was an originally denied special use permit, was reversed to approval with the following condition added to the decision of record that buffering will be required along the common property line. So this decision of record has been recorded, but the code book stipulates the Planning Commission approves the buffering plan, which she will present in the October 10th public hearing meeting. But we're here tonight just to let you know why she's coming. So on August 16th, 2017, the Board of Adjustment approved the appeal of Planning Commission denial of 17 special use permit for the home at 226 Stony Point to be able to use the home as nightly rental. The home is owned by Gary Billingsley, who is represented by Maria Powers. With the approval of the appeal to reverse the denial of the special use permit, the Board of Adjustment added the condition in the decision of record that buffering be required per section 4.7.15 of the special use section. There's actually 4.7.15. And then the rest of the slides, it refers back, and we've kind of gone over this, Appendix H, Section 6. The following slides are in reference to that. It's the buffering requirements for projects requiring site plans shall be designated or designed in conformance with the following standards. You have your one residential against residential, multifamily and single, two family residences. Buffering within the code book is actually a 25 foot in depth or in width of indigenous plant material, either left that's already there or added to make at least a visual screen of 50%. In lieu of that, the Planning Commission has the ability to add a privacy fence, wall, landscaped earthen berm, or any other screening device found to be appropriate by the Planning Commission may be utilized in lieu of the required 25-foot wide landscape buffer. So if an alternative form of buffering is proposed, the applicant will submit, which she will between now and our public hearing, her plans or plan for you guys to approve, change, talk out with her before it brings to a vote that following week. And this is actually not a Division III application. This is a requirement passed down by the Board of Adjustment. And then the part, rest of the following this is talking about what kind of shrubbery, trees, walls. It does talk in here about sight line, such as a property along a common property line. If you'd run it completely out to the road, it might be a safety hazard. That's another, you guys got just through dealing with that previous applicant. So you wouldn't want to run, cause a privacy fence to cause a sight hazard. So these are just things for you to think of when you consider this.
What about the restrictive covenants for that subdivision?
I think she's been working with them to try to get plans that she's going to present to you that they might would approve versus present you with a whole bunch and go back to them. She's trying to head that off at the pass, I think. So. But I'll let Marie and you guys can ask her questions, but and the only other part of this that I might add, Marie, before we go, is your street and yard landscaping, the intent to landscape street yards to visually soften the masses of buildings and parking lots, to separate building areas from parking areas through the use of plantings. So these are all just things for you to study, and I'll have this in your packet for the next meeting. And I'll pull this property up to help remind you where it is.
Any actual pictures from on the ground looking at what I have here also.
It's that one on the corner of Stony Point and Black Rock Drive. And the way the decision of record read, and in the discussion, they discussed about the hot tub being within the motion screened. But here's your common property line between this residence and that residence, and then here's the common property line. The other property lines touch the road right-of-way easement. So these two lines here will be the ones in question.
Okay. Isn't that a drop-off right
there? This one's about a 10 or 12-foot high rock wall, and I've got pictures of that, but, you know, that one, yes, is quite a drop-off. So we've got a buffering requirement for you to look at in the October 10th public hearing, and we'll have presentation of her proposal then. I didn't know if anybody had any questions for her tonight. Or
anybody got any questions for Marie?
I'd just say you can put the homeowners association and see what they will
allow
and then bring that back to us.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. But did you want to see any pictures of the actual? Because that basically what the Board of Adjustment said is they just didn't really want sight lines to the hot tub.
Sure.
So the only sight line is the backyard. But this shows, there's three pictures there. One is from the backyard to show you where it is in the backyard. And then one shows, so you can see in the, you know, when you're looking in the backyard, you've got this huge bluff here that takes care of it. On these here, this little line here that goes all the way around are hedges. And then you've got trees and hedges here. So basically, even though the code doesn't require me to have on anything on these sides because they're already buffered and it's against a street, not a residential, those are all already buffered. So the only really sight line is from the neighbor's, you know, backyard to ours.
You can see the hot tub
you can see the picture on the back. When you're over here, when you're standing here, and I have more pictures, but when you're standing here, you can see the steps. This is Black Rock here. This is Stony Point. So, because I took pictures from inside the yard and outside the yard, you know, from right here where you're getting that vision here, you can see the steps. You can't really see the hot tub, maybe just a teeny little tiny corner on the end there. And then these are trees here. You see nothing back here. And that's, those are one of the pictures there.
These are
deciduous
trees.
They're evergreens.
Okay.
Is there any different pictures there than these?
No, those are the same. Yeah, those are the same.
So what does the HOA tell you? What do they think they will approve?
Well, the HOA will approve, and let me show you, let me give you another picture of what it is currently right now. The neighbor, we have a new neighbor on that side, and they, when they moved in, they put in trees between their yard and both side yards, the other person and us. So they actually have a buffer there to begin with. You know, the HOA will allow for certain fences, but it's not really going to be anything that's going to cover sight, because it's going to be the kind of aluminum fence that you see around the pools. You know what I mean? Those are the only kind of fences that they're going to agree to.
Those are the new trees that were planted by your neighbor?
By the neighbor,
So they're planning to do it with the site?
Absolutely. You know, now one of us, I mean, to me, that's almost enough. We could put some bushes in front of it, you know, to cover it, but...
I don't think it needs any further. Especially when it's rolled up.
Yeah, Scott says it's a two-year plan because the vegetation has to grow. But the HOA will allow, you know, they will allow us to put in bushes or something like that that we have to maintain, but they will allow that. I have to go over them a little with fencing, but the fencing type that they would, you know, allow would be things on the order like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. See, the sight line that you have from the road that was brought up, you can see the corner of the hot tub. Can you further those
bushes
on out?
You know, we probably could put something there. There's, if you see, there's rocks. This is like a, you've got the bluff.
Yeah.
And then you've got these rocks, and then we've got hedges here. So the rocks stop here. But I mean, we could possibly put, you know, a bush or two right there, I guess, in front of the rocks.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions for Marie? No? Okay. Marie, we'll see you October the 10th on a Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
At 6 p.m. Okay, under old and new business, update on commissioners' meeting today.
Yeah, I asked Steve to allow me to speak to you tonight about the county commission meeting today. We presented the code amendments to special use section for nightly rental to them today, and there's a lot of lengthy discussion, and some of the same members are here that were here today. I think we met for about 2 to 2.5 hours, and they approved all of the changes except the certificate of compliance. I should pull that up for you real quick. See which one we met on that one here. Yeah, right here. they approved this one without the section here. If the permit is required, do a notice of violation of no special use permit in place, or to bring a current nightly rental into compliance voluntarily, the applicant has 120.